Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. I hope you're having a fantastic Friday morning so far. You may be listening on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, wherever you're tuning in from. Thanks for being with us today. So we have a special guest today. The topic of the show, I guess you could say, is manifesting. Kim Romaner is the author of The Science of Making Things Happen, Turn Any Possibility into Reality. And I would like to welcome her to the show. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Marie. How are you? Great to be here.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, first of all, you are, I'm going to do your introduction here. You are the founder and chief amplifier of Possibilities Amplified, and you're an expert on both the science of amplifying possibility into reality and the practical applications for both people and businesses. And so what exactly is a possibility amplifier?
Well, you are, Marie, and so are all of your listeners, and so am I. Fortunately, human beings are very good at turning possibility into reality, or as a quantum physicist would say, amplifying possibility into reality. And we are so good at it, in fact, that we can even turn the impossible into reality.
So what sort of impossible things have you seen turn into reality through your work?
Let me just check on something from a from a housekeeping point of view. Are you hearing the echo that I'm hearing?
I am. I don't know what the problem is, but every time that's happened in the past, I haven't been able to fix it. So we're just going to have to live with it and keep on trucking.
Okay. I could try to call you back from another line, if that would help.
You can try, but...
Never mind.
Yeah. So I apologize for the echo to you and the listeners. This is a nonprofit station, so sometimes things like this happen. We just have to roll with it.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in on that. So impossible things that have become reality. Well, all of us can name them historically. We've seen these things happen across time, such as learning to fly. People used to say that if God had wanted us to fly, he would have given us wings. And now we have them. They're called airlines, right?
Definitely, yeah. I guess, well, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I'm just thinking about, like, people have been trying to fly for thousands of years, I think.
Right.
Before they actually got up in a bunch of us in airliners. But yeah, I guess that could be considered pretty impossible at the time. I kind of take it for granted now. It's funny how these things are first impossible and now we take it for granted.
Well, of course, humans define what's impossible for themselves. So we used to think we couldn't run a 4-minute mile. I mean, there's been barriers we've set for ourselves throughout history.
And so I want to talk about your book. So first of all, a possibility amplifier is anyone who is going to amplify the possibilities in life.
Everybody has an inner possibility amplifier. And the science in this book shows us what the scientific reasons are for our ability to turn possibility into reality. There are already mechanisms available in the universe that we can take advantage of. And then we can just tap into this science and learn to use it for ourselves, including things that are happening within our own bodies and minds.
So what is the science behind it? I mean, how, because we've heard about the law of attraction and thinking, believing things into reality. So what does the science have to say about it?
Well, I discuss in my book five different very recent and little known discoveries in a variety of sciences. Quantum physics, neurology, biology, et cetera. These discoveries back up what you know about the law of attraction, what we know about positive thinking, but with real scientific mechanisms that have been proven in laboratories. What we're learning about quantum physics now and how that is changing our view of how the universe works and how we fit into that picture is amazing. And we, as lay people, can really take advantage of this new science to create change. So an example would be epigenetics. Have you heard of epigenetics?
Only from your book. So can you tell us what epigenetics is?
I'm very surprised about this because in December of 2006, epigenetics was on the front cover of every science magazine on the racks. And I've even talked to medical professionals who have not heard of epigenetics. Epigenetics is the study of forces that are even more powerful than your DNA. And those forces are environmental. And as human beings, we have two environments that we can manage. One is our external environment, and the other is our internal environment. And that internal environment is really where the power comes from. Because when we are in a stressed state of being, our body kind of shuts down, and all of our energy is diverted to the emergency systems. When we are in a growth mode, when we're calm and safe and secure or feeling that way, then we can create. We're in a moment to create, a state to create. So how can we always stay in that state so that we can be creating all the time? And the basis of that is our belief. Because our beliefs determine how we respond to outside stimuli, whether we will be stressed by it, whether we will be accepting of it, whether we will embrace it, and so on. So the management of those beliefs can really empower us at a biological level.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, I was just checking out how your voice sounds. I was talking to the other DJ. Okay, so it's interesting because epigenetics is one of the things. There's a story in your book that you talk about your friend Katie, I believe her name is,
right,
who won the lottery through epigenetics. So how did she do that?
Katie had a whole aura, if you will, going on. She had a couple of things. One is that she was using decoherence in a big way. And decoherence is a part of quantum physics, a phenomenon of quantum physics. It's actually how the universe turns quantum possibility into this three-dimensional reality we call home. And decoherence works like this. The universe selects out from all of the possibilities available at the quantum level of the universe, and in fact, the universe is actually made up of possibility, and my book explains why that is so at the subatomic level, selects out the most powerful and stable possibilities to amplify into our reality. And so we can use the universe's method for choosing those powerful possibilities or making our possibilities powerful and stable. The way the universe does it, a quantum possibility is powerful if there's lots of information about it in the environment. There's, for example, two observers can see it at the same time, like the chair you're sitting in, for example. If you touch it, it makes a sound. Those sound waves are records. The photons, the light particles bouncing off of it are records, billions of records that chair exists. So it's a pretty strong possibility. The same thing is true for our possibilities. If we put lots of information out into the environment about our possibilities, they too will be the ones that will be selected to be amplified into reality. So the kinds of informational records we can put into the environment are things like thought records. Are we visualizing? Are we clear about what it is that we're trying to create in our own minds? Verbal records. And verbal records are great because you tell two friends and they'll tell two friends and so on and so on. So those are self-replicating records. So tell everybody what your dream is. And Tammy did do some of that. Sorry, Katie, I'm wrong person in the book. The next kind of informational records is written. And Katie wrote in her journal all the time about what she was trying to create in her life. In fact, the day before she won the lottery, her last entry was, "Things are beginning to happen. I can feel it now." She also drew pictures.
So I want to interrupt you for 1 second, Kim. When she wrote that, "Things are beginning to happen. I can feel it now," was she actually feeling the shift, or was it a case of saying how she wanted to feel and then it became a reality?
She was feeling a shift, but whether it's self-created or outside her is a very good question, because I can tell you that she had developed an air of expectant anticipation within herself. She wanted that to come to her. She didn't care where the abundance came from. She didn't tell the universe how to deliver it. But she had within her that air of expectant anticipation. It was coming. At that moment, I would tell you that she felt a shift when she wrote that.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Just one more informational form of record you can create. And I'll tell you, she drew pictures. I have a picture that she drew of herself holding handfuls of cash, standing in front of a wall with a bunch of pictures behind her, showing what she was going to do with all that money when she had it. And it's one of my favorite belongings in the world. And so she was really invested in her own creation process. And you can also take action records. That is, actually go out and do things which say your possibility is going to come true.
And so just for fun, can you give us some examples of what kind of things one might do if they're wanting to bring abundance into their life?
Well, sure. I mean, some people have different viewpoints of what abundance is. So let's use something really tangible. Let's say that you want a new car, and to you, having that car is a signifier of wealth. So you can tell people that you're going to get, you pick out the car, first of all, you get clear. Which car is it? Pick out the color, go to the website, talk to people about the fact that you're going to get this car. When you start doing that, something amazing will happen in your external environment. You'll start seeing your car everywhere. And it wasn't because they weren't there before. It's because you've created focus. And that focus will allow you to see the other possibilities, the other opportunities that will help you to create that as a reality. When you're not focused on it, those possibilities and opportunities are flying right by you in every moment, and you're not seeing them. So the focus, the clarity, that's very important. Then I would write about it, tell everybody that you're going to get this new car, write it in your journal. I would visualize yourself driving that car. I would go down to the car dealership and do a test drive, talk to the finance guys, find out what the deal is. Every step that you take is going to get you closer to that manifestation, which is not a word that I use very often because I'm an amplification person. To me, we're amplifying that possibility into reality, but in this case, they're about the same.
Wonderful. So, thank you. Well, Kim, it's time to take a break now, so we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. We are speaking with Kim Romaner. Am I saying your name correctly?
It's Romaner.
Romaner. Kim Romaner. She is the author of The Science of Making Things Happen. And Kim, what's your website?
It's www.possibilitiesamplified.com.
Wonderful. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Enchanted Evenings Concert Series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver. The series runs from July 9th to September 3rd every Friday evening. Come and enjoy a diverse array of world music while sampling food selected specifically to complement the music. Of the series' 9 concerts, the first 4 are in July.
On July 9th, the series kicks off with the Birds of Paradox, combining Western Chinese and Indian music. Delana Gail Bowen with her sultry blues, jazz, and gospel on July 16th, Ocean of Sound with their percussion-based music on July 23rd, and the Vancouver Piano Ensemble on July 30th.
Tickets are $20 and $18 for Garden members. A season's pass is only $135, with a savings of $45.
For tickets and information, call 604-662-3207, extension 210, and visit VancouverChineseGarden.com for a full listing of upcoming concerts. The Enchanted Evenings Concert Series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver, every Friday from July 9th to September 3rd.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before
I met you. And welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and I wanted to let you know, last week I forgot to mention I interviewed Canadian singer Alana Miles the other day, and it was quite an interesting interview. I'm going to be playing it on the show in August. It'll be over the course of 2 weeks in August, because the interview is longer than an hour. But if you just cannot wait to hear it here on Synchronicity, you can go to my website, spiritualshow.com, and it is up there because I interviewed her on Namaste Radio. However, sit tight and you will be able to hear it live here on Synchronicity in mid-August as well. And something that I'm kind of putting out there, I've been thinking about. Last week, I noticed the energy in here was so much higher having a guest. And so I'm thinking about possibly inviting someone to be a regular co-host with me here on Synchronicity. So I'm wondering what you think of that. email me. Let me know, spiritualshow@gmail.com. Do you prefer when it's just me, or do you like the idea of having a co-host? And if you're a local Vancouver person, would you like to be the co-host of this show? It's a non-paying gig. It's a volunteer radio station. But if you want to come in every Friday morning and co-host with me, drop me a line. I'm still kind of putting the feelers out, so we'll see what happens. We'll see how many responses I get. But let me know what you think, because I really want to know your opinion. And so today we are speaking with Kim Romaner.
That's right.
And she's the author of The Science of Making Things Happen. Again, you can find her online at possibilitiesamplified.com. And so, Kim, I'm curious because especially I'm really fascinated with the topic of people who win the lottery and the idea of luck, because so many people want luck, they want to win the lottery, they want to have whatever it is that they're wanting to bring into their life to amplify or to manifest. Yet we know not everyone who plays the lottery wins the lottery. And so what about those people who really believe and really expect that they're going to win, yet they don't? And what's the difference between your friend who won the lottery and other people who play and don't win?
Well, I would tell you that, first of all, I don't think that Katie really had decided that her abundance was going to come via the lottery, although she did buy lottery tickets. I think that she left it open to the universe to decide by what path the abundance would be delivered. And I do think that people have a tendency to limit their own vision of what's possible by saying that it has to be delivered this way or that way. The universe has about a kabillion ways to deliver what you want, and if you say this is the channel, you know that there's so many stumblers have to fall into place to make certain things happen. So perhaps for Katie, that was the easiest path available, the most probable path, if you will. So I would say, first of all, are you limiting your own ability to receive abundance because you've defined to the universe how you're going to get it? And secondly, I would tell you that I would still have questions about the belief system, because I think buried deep within us, we have beliefs that we're almost not aware of. I mean, most of us just operate according to our beliefs. We don't examine them. And we may not remember that when we were kids, our parents would say things to us like, what do you think, money grows on trees? Or who do you think I am, Rockefeller? And that we really do have this scarcity mentality that may be overriding our firm belief that the universe is going to deliver abundance to us via the lottery. As, you know, we've already told the universe how it's going to happen, but we now have this underlying self-sabotage going on. So to me, that creation of a belief management system where you really dig in there and write down every belief you have about abundance, about your worthiness to have it and so on, really can be very beneficial to you, because I have a process by which you can eliminate those beliefs, reduce the impact of those beliefs, and replace them with beliefs that will really serve you.
And so what process is that one?
Well, first of all, you have to go through the analysis phase where you actually catalog all the beliefs. Then decide what beliefs would serve you more if you have some negative beliefs in there. And then you have to actually replay these new beliefs in real time in your life. You can go back in your history and discover evidence which shows you that the new belief actually has legs. Replay it in real time in your life. And those steps will help you to do that. So I'll give you an example. I used to believe that I only got things because of my hard work. And then my friend Katie won the lottery, and I thought, well, that's not serving me very well, because I would also like to receive abundance by chance, luck, whatever you call it, any way the universe wants to give it to me. So I went back into my past to look for the places where I had won things by chance or luck. And I found one. When I was a kid at 7 years old, I won a cakewalk and a jamboree. And you know, there's probably more if I wanted to spend a lot of time thinking about that. But I took that one example and say, well, okay, so I've already disproven my own belief that I only get things through my own hard work. So now, how can I apply that in my life? Well, my new belief is that I do get things that create abundance in my life through my own hard work, but also by chance. So I'm sitting at a Thanksgiving luncheon at work one day when I was back in my past life at the Miami Herald, actually, and I was holding a raffle ticket, sitting there with a table of my friends, and I said out loud, I never win anything by chance. And because I'd gone through this belief management process, my brain went, wrong answer, yes, you do. And I said to the table, well, that's wrong, isn't it? And the very next minute, I won the raffle.
Cool.
But I also won the dessert contest, thereby completely reinforcing my own belief that I win things through my own hard work, but also by chance.
That's funny. And you win the desserts. That's what
the
you win.
Dessert contest.
Pardon?
I won the dessert contest. I had created a dessert that won first place.
Oh, so wonderful. Okay. I thought you
hard
won.
Work and chance. All in one bundle.
Because you'd won the cakewalk before. I thought you won another
it's
dessert.
A cake story. What can I say? You can have your cake and eat it too, I guess, is the message of that.
All right. Well, I'm curious, what can you explain the inverse Zeno effect?
I'd be happy to. The inverse Zeno effect is a phenomenon that happens at the quantum level of the universe. Physicists have discovered that they can actually slow down or speed up subatomic processes just by measuring them. So when they slow it down, it's called the Zeno effect, and when they speed it up, it's called the inverse Zeno effect. And the way they measure will determine whether they slow it down or speed it up, and the frequency with which they measure will determine how much they slow it down or speed it up. We can, in fact, actually stop chemical processes from happening just by measuring them. So we can apply this same use of measurement in our own lives to accelerate our own progress towards our goals. We can apply the inverse Zeno effect in our lives and towards our goals.
And so what are some of the ways that you can apply the Zeno effect?
Okay, we want to apply the inverse Zeno effect.
Although inverse, sorry.
We want to slow things down. And some people have told me that they're using this method to slow things down. But mostly we want to get there faster. We want to create what it is we want to create now. So to apply the inverse Zeno effect, we have to change up the way we measure both ourselves and, let's say, if we own a company or we're in an organization, the organizational results and so on. So as an example, have you ever said something to yourself like, I can't believe I just said that, or I can't believe I just did that?
Probably every day.
Or what an idiot. I mean, we are, those are actually measurements of ourselves, and they're pretty negative. And when we're taking measurements like that about ourselves all the time, do you think those sorts of measurements are going to slow us down or speed us up?
Slow us down, I guess.
Yeah, because it's creating drag on the bottom of your boat, right? You're taking two steps forward and one step back. Your brain is saying, okay, I've got this vision. We're going to make this, right? And then there's another part of your brain saying, well, not you, because you got all these problems and issues, you know? It's like walking around in high heels with one heel broken. It's really not the most productive way to create what we want. So how can we measure ourselves in ways that will accelerate our progress? Well, the first thing we can do is start taking positive measurements of ourselves. And for this, I have a tool which we can share with your listeners. It's called the Inverse Zeno Report, or the IZR. And this tool is very simple. In a Word document, in a journal, in an email, whatever thing you have to write in, you can even record it on tape if you want. Record all of the positive contributions you made in a day, whether that was towards your vision and your goals, towards your family, toward the planet, towards your personal self, whatever it was, capture it, write it down. And as you do this, first of all, it's really weird for people to do this. When I do this in workshops, they start writing very slowly. When I say, tell me all the positive things you did yesterday, it takes them a while to even think about, gee, what did I do yesterday? And then they start writing faster and faster and faster until some of them get very long-lived. And what it does is it changes your impression of who you were yesterday, if you're recording yesterday, or who you have been today. And it makes you feel differently about yourself. But more importantly, it aligns your measurement system with your objectives so that you get rid of that drag on your creative process. And if you do this exercise for 2 weeks, or I would prefer 30 days, a couple of things will happen. One is that your productivity will increase because your measurements of yourself will line up with what you're trying to get done. And secondly, you will wake up in the morning being very focused about what it is you are going to do for the day. You will know exactly where to spend your time to have the most impact. So I would encourage everybody to give that a shot and see how it works for them.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. It sounds like a really worthwhile exercise, not only for doing it to like try and manifest or amplify things in your life, but just for yourself to see. I can imagine that it would really make you just feel better about yourself.
Well, it does, and it tells you that you are the kind of person that is capable of creating whatever you want in your life. And what I tell you is that it takes a lot of these positive measurements to sort of change the acidity of the negative measurement ocean. I say never leave the scene of a bad measurement. Find something in that moment to measure yourself positively about and take that measurement instead.
So what kind of things, I mean, how small does it have to be on the list? Like, does washing the dishes count? Or I saw a bug, I almost stepped on it and I moved my foot. I mean, does that go on the list?
Everything goes on the list. I mean, think about what you give yourself hell about every day. You will give yourself a hard time about the tiniest things, like you're having a bad hair day, or you have to pick up your client in your car and it's dirty, or you're 5 minutes late picking up your kids from daycare. I mean, we give ourselves such a hard time about the tiniest things. You know, we've got dots of mascara on our eyelids, you know? I mean, why shouldn't we give ourselves credit for the tiniest things we do that are positive? We brushed our teeth. Yay! We took care of our physical self, you know?
Okay, cool. I wouldn't have even thought to add I brushed my teeth to the list.
Your teeth are happy.
But yeah, I guess it's a good thing. Again, it's something that we take for granted, these things that we do habitually.
That's right. And yet they're all positive contributions to your physical health. But taking care of your mouth in particular is so important to the rest of the body.
And to the outside world, too.
Exactly.
When you don't brush your teeth, it's not fun for other people either.
Well,
Kim, it's time for another break. So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you for joining us today. We are speaking with Kim Romaner. And am I saying it right?
Romaner,
okay. And she is the author of The Science of Making Things Happen. Turn any possibility into reality. Where's the best place to pick up your book, Kim?
You can actually get it at your local bookstore, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or right there on my website, PossibilitiesAmplified.com.
Wonderful. What's the preferred method for you?
I have no preference. I would just like people to get this message into their hands.
All right. Wonderful. So again, her website is Possibilities Amplified, and the book is called The Science of Making Things Happen. Turn any possibility into reality. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry. Don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or CITR.ca online, anywhere, in the world. Or I wonder, maybe you could even get CITR.ca in outer space if you had an internet connection out there. So we are speaking with Kim Romaner. She is the author of The Science of Making Things Happen. And so what is the number one message that you want to share with the world via your book?
The first thing I think is that every possibility is available to you. The universe is made up of possibility. It is just waiting for us to decide which ones we want to bring to life. And so if you are stuck, if you feel like you have no options, I can assure you that you do. As Thomas Edison said, when you've exhausted all the possibilities, remember this, you haven't. And that's the main message I'd like you to have, that even though you can't see it at the moment, those possibilities are there for you. And in my book, I have a 12-step program to help you blow off those blinders and see more of the possibility.
So when we talk about any possibility, do you believe in like alternate realities, or what is your belief of how the universe is made up?
You know, I would tell you that we're all living alternate realities right now, because each of us is living according to our current vision of the world. So if you are not clear about what it is you want to create, the kind of life you want to live, the vision you want to live according to, then the current vision you have will continue to rule. And your vision is not the same as my vision. Your perception of reality is not the same as my perception of reality. So right here on the planet, we have about 6 billion different versions of reality. And so if you choose to have a different way of life, if you choose to have different things in your life, different people, if you want to be a different person, then you need to get really clear. I think a lot of people around the world suffer from what I call fuzzy future syndrome, FFS, where they choose not to get clear about what it is they really want because they are afraid of what that would mean to them. There's all kinds of reasons to be afraid of that, but it is in that clarity that all things become possible.
Wonderful. Well, it's time again for another break, so we'll be back with more synchronicity very, very soon.
Now, the electric prunes for Fox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Fox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Fox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Fox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Fox Wah Wah pedal at your Fox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are talking about the science of making things happen, turn any possibility into reality. And it's about time for Kim to head out into the world today and make more possibilities a reality, amplifying more possibilities for herself and for her clients. And so, Kim, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm just wondering if there's anything that you'd like to add.
Yes, thank you. I would encourage folks to go to my website, possibilitiesamplified.com. They can sign up for my free newsletter there, which is called Possibility Tips, and I will share with them ways that they can amplify their own possibilities into reality and send them periodic reminders about their capability to do so. And there's lots of other free resources on the website for people who are on this journey, which I hope that they will take advantage of.
Oh, wow, that sounds really valuable to have a reminder sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, so
I hope it will be.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to go check it out and sign up. So possibilitiesamplified.com.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Kim.
Thank you, Marie.
Have a great day.
And all your listeners, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So again, that was Kim Romaner. She is the author of The Science of Making Things Happen, Turn Any Possibility into Reality, possibilitiesamplified.com. And I'm going to play some music for the rest of the hour. Again, if you're just tuning in, I interviewed Alana Miles a couple weeks back. If you remember Alana, she had Black Velvet, that big hit in the 90s. And so she really just spilled her guts, bared her soul on one of the other shows that I host. So I am going to be airing it in August here on Synchronicity. But if you just can't wait for August, then go to my website, spiritualshow.com. It's listed on the past shows page. There's every show since the beginning of Synchronicity, which is now 2 years. We just had our anniversary a couple weeks ago. So 2 years Synchronicity has been on the air. And on spiritualshow.com, you can find 2 years of episodes, plus links to other shows that I'm also involved with. So I'm going to play a song that we weren't able to play last week with the lovely Surya. This is a 10-minute song, and it is a, I don't have the list of the song names, but this is from her album, Songs of the Buddha. I hope you enjoy it.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Enchanted Evenings Concert Series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver. The series runs from July 9th to September 3rd every Friday evening. Come and enjoy a diverse array of world music while sampling food selected specifically to complement the music. Of the series' 9 concerts, the first 4 are in July.
On July 9th, the series kicks off with the Birds of Paradox. Combining Western Chinese and Indian music, Delana Gail Bowen with her sultry blues, jazz, and gospel on July 16th, Ocean of Sound with their percussion-based music on July 23rd, and the Vancouver Piano Ensemble on July 30th.
Tickets are $20 and $18 for Garden members. A season's pass is only $135, with a savings of $45.
For tickets and information, call 604-662-3207, extension 210. And visit VancouverChineseGarden.com for a full listing of upcoming concerts. The Enchanted Evenings Concert Series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver, every Friday from July 9th to September 3rd.
CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you for being with me today. We normally have talk radio on, but I've been playing a little bit of music today. Before the break, we heard a song from Surya's album, Songs of the Buddha. She was on last week, and we didn't hear that song on last week, so I wanted to play it for you. And if you like her music, go to iTunes, look her up, Songs of the Buddha, and she's also, because that is a fundraising CD for earthquake relief in Tibet. So, you know, the money is going to a good place. Plus, you get some entertainment. I've been listening to it in the car and it's really soothing to drive around with. So I wanted to play some more of that for you. You can also find her on MySpace, and I'm going to play another one of her songs in just a moment. But in case you are just tuning in, I wanted to let you know, I'm really excited about this because I don't know, I've been talking to people and some people know who she is and are like, oh my God, I can't believe you had her on the show. And other people are like, who is that? And the person I'm talking about is Alana Miles, the singer from, she was very famous in the 90s. She won a Grammy for her hit song Black Velvet. And I interviewed her a couple of weeks back on another show that I host called Namaste Radio. And I'm going to be playing the Alana Miles interview here on Synchronicity coming up in August. So stay tuned for that. And if you just can't wait, go to my website, spiritualshow.com, and you can see that and all of the past Synchronicity episodes on the past episodes page. Makes sense, right? And so in just a moment, I'm going to be playing a song by Surya. It's called The Grateful Song. And, you know, it's nice to sometimes really focus on what we're grateful for. We, as I was talking with our guest Kim about, sometimes we take things for granted, like the ability to hop in an airplane and fly across the planet. And also the fact that, you know, we brush our teeth every day. And hopefully we brush our teeth every day. I hope you do. But anyway, so what are some of the things that maybe are little things that you don't think of very often, but when you take a moment, you're really grateful for them? So take a few moments today to stop and be silent and really appreciate and feel grateful for all of the wonderful blessings that you have in your life. I know that we all have challenges to overcome and to push through, and it can be frustrating. But I think that we have so many more blessings and so many more things to be grateful for than we really realize. So take a moment today to think about some of those things. And here she is, Surya, with The Grateful Song.
With everybody searching just like me, it's easy to see how life is filled with impossibility. Running from fate, look looking for an escape is oh so easy. Look around and see Earth's majesty, and honor the gift that is she. I am thankful for existence today, and I'm grateful for where to line our streets with leaves. It's the same miracle as within a womb a little baby sleeps, and the secrets within our hearts we keep can shape our world with both virtue and deceit. Oh, set them free.
That was Surya with the Grateful Song. I am Marie Bernard signing off for the day. This has been Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Coming up in just a few seconds is Scotty's Scenic Drive. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. Be well. I love you. Thanks for listening.